Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. Hey, we're getting ready for Turkey Day, Bob.
That's right. And this is all about thank you, Christopher Columbus.
Hey, you know what? Jop was born on Columbus Day. My middle initial is C. Mom didn't hang me with Columbus as a middle name. She didn't give me a middle name.
That's
but
funny.
But I was born on Columbus Day.
There's some Grilling Guys trivia.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So thanks, Chris, in more ways than one.
Yeah. But, the Grilling Guys still love Christopher Columbus, even though certain people are trying to like say he's a war criminal. Everybody's correcting history now, you know. They want to rewrite everything and tear statues down. But we don't.
Right.
We like all statues.
Right.
Especially the Statue of Limitations. Oh, that's different.
So Bob, we did a best of show. I was gone on one show. This is kind of like a little reunion tour for us. It's been about 3 weeks since we've done one of these together. And let's recap a little bit of deer hunting because I went beer hunting.
You went to Siciliano's.
Right, I did. We went to Siciliano's Market. Well, speaking of which, we've got their Beer of the Week, which is, and we'll get into the hunting in a second then, if I'm here, Hazenstein IPA from a place called Ellison Brewery in Spartytown. That's East Lansing, Michigan is where this comes from. It's kind of a, it says Hazenstein. I think
it's a New England IPA.
A little New England IPA. Got a little fruity taste. Yeah.
Very nice.
Loaded up, 7% ABV.
They're proud of it, too.
Yeah.
369, right. But that's a 16-ounce can.
Right.
So yep. It's right up there with M43. It's 40 cents a can less.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the beauty of our friends at Siciliano's. I went to their deer camp. We'll share that in a minute. But the beauty of Siciliano's is you can buy these beers by the piece and make your own six-pack.
Or you can go to their deer camp and just get it for free.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was there.
I did not go because I saw Steve before I headed out to deer camp, and I stopped and got cigars and beer and some rum and all kinds of great stuff.
Siciliano's big boy
and,
toy store.
And Steve right there, said man. He was heading up fishing. He wasn't going to be at deer camp, and I thought, well, I'm not going then.
Yeah, right. I didn't see him. I saw his son and his brothers, but I didn't see Steve. But anyway, it was a good time. I brought the lamb chops, right?
Oh.
And but we didn't eat them because there was I was there at the wrong time, and they had so much stinking
of
food
course.
Out that I was like, nah.
That's like bringing beer.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
How are you going to one-up a 12-year-old Belgian?
Right. Yeah.
Right? It's like, yeah, I've got a little too hard.
But anyway, so made the lamb chops the next day. And real simple, I took some Old World Olive Company garlic olive oil, and then I mixed it half and half with the lemon, the Meyer lemon oil, put those two in there, and then put...
That sounds great.
Right. Put some fresh rosemary and some fresh thyme in a Ziploc bag. I had 48 of those suckers.
And a little bit of a Creole going
right,
on there.
Yep. And let them marinate for a day and a half. Took them out, let them come to room temperature so all the oil kind of drips off a little bit. And then, I mean, it's not all of it, but the heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And because it coagulates, you know, when it's cold. But anyway, threw those things on a hottest grill as I could get them, 2 minutes on each side. Oh, man, those things are good.
I'm just getting really hungry.
Lolly chops,
just
man.
About it.
Yep. Super
simple.
That'd
be good
with recipe.
A scotch egg.
Yeah, right. Yeah, or about the scotch. They were good with that, too. So, but anyway, so deer camp, tell me what happened, brother.
Okay. Best deer season ever.
Okay.
I had 6 trips to Whipple.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't have anything hanging. This is classic Barbecue Bob right here. I hold off and hold off. And last year, I didn't even get one.
Right.
So I'm going to go out and pop one in my neighborhood because I got them like eating our hostas. So I'm going to take the easy way out. But we saw more bucks than we saw doe. I didn't really want to take most of the doe I saw because they were either the lead doe, the dominant, not the lead. The dominant's always hanging out in the back, my experience anyway. Or they had a Bambi with them.
Right.
And so I found excuses every time not to take one. Or it's getting really dark, and I want to go back and eat and have a beer, and I just don't feel like dragging a deer.
Right, right, yeah.
Although I got desperate the last couple days. An 8-point walked in front of me. I sat in Ted's condo.
Right.
So I'm sitting down, and the path is like 43 yards away. He uses a crossbow. That's an easy shot. But sitting down shooting for me, I haven't practiced.
This was during bow season.
I haven't practiced. Well, it was a couple days before rifle started.
Brian, do you remember that Bob can shoot accurately 60 yards with his bow? So 43 should have been just a chip shot for you, sitting down or not, right?
Let me correct history. I said I used to practice at 65 yards.
I don't remember the used to.
I said I used to practice at 65 yards, and I'm going to start doing it again. I did not, and I did not do it sitting down.
I think Sobey was here. We heard that. Right, but anyway.
Whatever. Look on grillingguys.com. You can get any show, and you'll watch Joppy's nose grow as you play it. But yeah. Either way, I knew I had to tell you, and I would regret it. Which is like I regret ever telling you I used to shoot practice at 65
yards. Well, at least you went out hunting because I didn't get the gun out of the case. I went up to beer camp. We hit two or three camps around, saw a bunch of people. It's that once-a-year sojourn that you do and just have a couple beers with a bunch of your buddies. And that's what's in it for me, man. I'm by myself at home. A whole deer lasts me way too long. I like the steaks, but then the rest of it all goes into burger or sausage, and that's just a lot.
Well, I have to go out now and get a landowner's permit and tap a doe.
Yep.
I've got a bunch of doe running my house, and since the dog's gone, since Zeus is gone,
right?
I have all the wildlife is moving up to my garage. I had a woodchuck in my garden. I found out what the big hole is under my patio. My slate is caving in.
Ah.
I should have popped that. I was going to shoot it. My wife goes, "Why would you kill it?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I've never had trouble with woodchuck." And then, as soon as I saw this big hole, I'm going, "That's why you kill it,
right? Yeah.
Because woodchucks are a pain in the." So no buck hanging. Best year ever.
Right.
Now a couple weeks ago, I took my son-in-law and my son up there.
I saw those pictures.
That 10-point walked right up to Christian. Right up behind him and mugged him. He didn't even see it.
Oh.
And then the 8-point that I shot at. So I shot at the 8-point, missed him. That night, a big old doe came by, exact same move. And I thought, okay. So I got down on my knees to try and simulate it. And she looked at me and I let it fling. I probably flinched or something. And it went right over her back. Big girl. I think she was hot. Because she was by herself and acting weird, and can't take it.
Well, it happens. Right?
So it happens. Next year I'm practicing at 65 yards.
Yeah, okay.
That's all
there
I can
you
say.
Go, man.
Let's go to Allen Bob's and see if they have a range indoor with 65-yard pegs. So I have to get a doe because we have this event coming up with them December 5th.
Right.
And they're short on venison.
Are they? Everybody.
So I got, you said you don't have use for the meat. Let me tell you, brother, you have use for them.
Right.
And you have deer in your backyard.
I do.
So you might want to just net.
I don't know if I could get one.
You might want to net one.
Yeah, right, yeah. I don't know if I could cut loose with the rifle in the backyard. But
I took – so Ted and I went up before rifle. I was up there days before. He came up a couple – like the day before rifle. Went to Sobey's. I had tri-tip one night, flat iron one night. Smoked pork chops one night.
Oh, yeah.
And those are all on my Twitter page. Pardon me. If you want to check it out, it's Grilling Guy on Twitter. And you can see some. We just did it up.
It's fun.
It was so cool. I had my little hibachi grill out there, and that's the only way to go.
All right. Well, coming up next, we are going to get into a little Thanksgiving menu items, and Bob's going to show you how to smow a bird. Stick with us. We'll be back.